morning, the exotic vet, Chrissy speaking.
Yeah, hi. I know this is probably a bit of a weird question, but do you guys handle or know anyone in the peninsula area that handles fledgling birds that have fallen out of a nest?
Yes. Where are your... So you're local?
Margate.
Margate, okay.
Yep.
And is it just on the ground, is it?
No, well, I've put it in... It is having an issue with the butcher bird. So I picked it up, put it in a ventilated tub.
Yep.
The parents know where it is, but the problem is it's I put a large hole in it so they might be able to feed it, but the thing just keeps wanting to jump out, and it's got enough feathers on its wings to sort of like a chook. Sort of not fly very far, but it's problematic to try to keep it contained and away from predators. So I'm just sort of thinking, you know, perhaps I need to. There's no way it could fly back up to its nest. I don't even know where the nest is. So I can't put that back in myself.
No, like generally what you've done is what we usually have to do is sort of makeshift a nest and put it back up into the tree. Like what you've sort of, sounds like you've done. The problem is like, because they're fledgling, like they're trying to sort of, you know, get going and do their own thing. There's sort of not really a way to stop them from trying to get out of the
nest. The thing that concerns me is it hasn't developed tail feathers and the head is still reasonably bald, but the wings have got pretty much full plumage. So it's not, you know, if I let it go, it's not going to last. Something will get at it, and I don't want to see that. So,
Do you know what kind of bird it is?
Yeah, it's a fig bird.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They're pretty hard to sort of contain, keep in nests and everything. They really always just want to get going. I mean, like, there's sort of not really anything that we can do, like, unless it's injured.
I understand that. But is there somebody, like, a wildlife carer or something?
There's the Wildlife Rescue Queensland is sort of who we go through a lot.
Oh, yeah?
With carers and things like that. I don't know if, like, they might... have some sort of better advice.
Look, I mean, I'm quite happy to sort of protect it and I suppose rear it, but the problem is trying to keep it contained and I've hand reared birds before, not wild ones, but. I just, you know, obviously the parents are stressed out every time I go near it. They're sort of trying to have a go at me. You know, and if there's somebody that's a little bit more educated and dedicated to hand it off to, I'm happy to talk to somebody though.
The guys at Wildlife Rescue Queensland are pretty good. We usually use them sort of for most of our wildlife. They do have, like, a lot of good carers. So they might have sort of a bit better advice.
That's all right. Have you got their number?
Yeah, I do. So it's a mobile number. So
sure.
I can give that to you if you like.
Sure,
now.
Yep.
Are you ready for it?
Yep.
Yeah, so 0478.
0478
901 901 801 801.
All right. No, well, look, I'll give them a call. I did Google it, but I thought I know where you guys are, and
you know, you're sort of having trouble, and if it's injured. And that sort of thing, you're more than welcome to bring it in.
Usually
we get sort of these guys to come and collect them.
Yeah, sure.
Sort of like dedicated carers and that kind of thing.
Yep. No, I'll ring them directly.
See if they have
there's nothing, you know, other than it being quite scared, although it's let me feed it this morning.
Yeah, okay.
You know, so it's not, you know, it's not terrible, but I just don't want to stress it out any more than's necessary.
Yeah, that's a problem. Yeah.
So, all right, well, I'll give these guys a call and see if we can't get some action.
Yeah, no worries. Sounds good.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Not a problem. Any problems, just, let us know.
No problem. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.